Conclusion. It has been over 50 years since the killing of Malcolm X. Perhaps enough time has passed for individuals with valuable insights into his life to reveal things that the public was unaware of. In this book, you learn the life path of Malcolm X. You learn that he had a difficult childhood, to say the least. From the modern-day point of view, it is hard to process that a family can be so cruelly persecuted for just sharing what they believe in. But Malcolm grew up in a different society. It was the society that led him down, showing complete disregard for the lives and well-being of him and his family. Malcolm's misfortune didn't end with the loss of his family. As you learn, he was an exceptionally bright child. Despite all odds, he was at the top of his class and was even selected to be a class president. But there Malcolm encountered the worst form of discrimination a child could. He was made to believe that, despite his talents and hard work, he would never fulfill his ambitions to become a lawyer, solely because of the color of his skin. Being told that your fate to live beneath your true ability just because the community won't accept you for who you are would have been damaging to any child. And for Malcolm, it sparked a belief that he was surrounded by enemies. It instilled a nihilist philosophy that made him think that he could accept very little from life. And he acted like his life was truly worth very little. Before choosing to fight for African-American political and civil rights, Malcolm was first a criminal. But being in prison was a life-changing experience for Malcolm. In prison, he discovered an insatiable thirst for knowledge. He found one essential thing that human beings need to thrive. He found a purpose. In this book, you also learn how Malcolm X shaped his views. You learn that early trauma made him a black nationalist, and based on his traumatic experiences with white community, he was quick to adopt the views of black racism. In the early days of his membership of the Nation of Islam, Malcolm believed that white man was the devil sent to torture African Americans, and the fight was only the true way to liberation from oppressors. He maintained his philosophy almost until the end of his life, but he used his voice for good. No one could say that he advocated for violence, as he clearly stated that he stood for defense. Yet the press was eager to discredit him. His views and words were skewed, and the press took every opportunity to make him look like a villain. But despite the negative campaign, Malcolm gave hundreds of thousands of young African Americans a sense of direction and purpose. Malcolm preached that prosperous life requires discipline, morals, integrity, and strength, all of which are now being preached by thousands of motivational speakers to anyone who will listen. Malcolm helped African Americans of the time find support and purpose. His vision was to empower those who were stripped of self-esteem, and he gave people tools to build themselves up by understanding their value. Malcolm's philosophy was that of separatism, which he explained was a way for African Americans to assume their rightful place in society. Malcolm held a strong faith in his mentor, Elijah Muhammad. While Malcolm gave his best to serve the nation any way he could, the mistrust in him grew. Those he served believed he wanted to overthrow them. We now know that it wasn't the case. But little could be done to help Malcolm. As his influence grew, he was shunned from a community he helped establish. Malcolm's faith was shaken to the core, and his pilgrimage helped him realize things he wasn't aware of. First, Malcolm learned how the teachings of true Islam differ from the nation's principles, which helped him grow spiritually and enrich his outlook on life. He experienced being in diverse cultures, and as someone who had never lived in a non-racist society before, he learned that there was, in fact, a possibility for races and ethnicities to live together and unite in their fight for common good. He returned from his Hajj pilgrimage a changed man, but this change didn't sit well with his mentor. In this book, you also learn about how and why Malcolm X died. You learn that on the surface, he had fallen out with the nation for abandoning their philosophy, for exposing Elijah Muhammad's indiscretions, and for speaking out on the Kennedy murder despite being told not to do it. But as you learn below the surface, the stage was being set to take Malcolm down for months, or even years before the assassination. You learn that Elijah Muhammad started mistrusting him because of his rising fame, and that there was a whisper campaign spreading false statements between Malcolm and Elijah. You also learn that the nation's leaders were being investigated by the FBI, and that there was a clear pattern of authorities driving a wedge between him and Elijah. Lastly, you learn that Malcolm died mainly for displeasing Elijah, but also because their conflict was being impacted by the third parties. In this book, you also learn that Malcolm's legacy lives on. He was an enormous influence on African Americans who helped them see beyond the limitation of their society. Malcolm and his fellow black leaders assured African Americans that they deserve human, civil, and political rights. They helped them rise from their oppressed position and pursue improvement and success.